Tony Romo says he was sick during widely criticized wild card broadcast by Dylan Gwynn on January 15, 2026. Tony Romo says there's a reason for his rather bizarre performance during last weekend's AFC wild card game between the Bills and the Jaguars. He was sick. In a conversation with SiriusXM's Adam Shine on Wednesday, Romo attempted to explain himself. "You're not going to miss a playoff game," Romo said. "It's too much fun." Romo's troubles on Sunday began early. First, he went on an extended rant comparing Jacksonville to Carolina's attempt the day before, but then stipulated that it's really not an upset, because the Bills are actually the underdog, but they're the overdog. While that was indeed bad, most of the criticism directed at Romo stemmed from the odd sounds he made in response to plays and from the lack of commentary he is paid $17.5 million per year to provide. That wasn't all. Romo let out a weird laugh later in the game, after the Jaguars picked up a first down. Romo also made jokes about what proved to be the most critical play in the game. "I think any time you're in a position like we are, we're on the air for 3.5 hours, you're always trying to do the best you can in everything," Romo told Shine. "There's always going to be moments where always all this great stuff, and then other stuff. It's just part of being in your position. You just go back to work, and you do a great job. I mean, that's the fun part about this. It's sports, and it makes it fun. You're just trying to make everyone enjoy the show, learn a little bit, and have a great time. To me, it's what makes sports amazing. It's fun. No one is ever at their best when they're sick. However, an illness, even a bad one, wouldn't explain Romo's silence when he was supposed to be commenting on plays and merely laughing on first downs." Romo and his broadcast partner, Jim Nance, are CBS's number one NFL crew, so he'll get another shot this weekend. Tony Romo first broke into the broadcasting scene in 2017. At first, he offered insights only a seasoned pro would know, and came to be known for predicting plays before they even happened. Since then, however, Romo has been accused of being lazy, not doing his homework before games, and spending too much time golfing instead of prepping for his broadcast duties.